Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price here, where we are coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. On Breakthrough Radio, we're celebrating 7 years of talking about how to master the inner and outer game of business. Well, it's time for our breakthrough tip today with Don Cooper, so let me pop over here. So I understand you're going to teach us a simple thing we can do to really excel with our sales presentations. I've got my pencil out and I'm ready to take notes.
Okay, great. A while back, I was working with a client to help them increase their sales, and as part of my research, I accompanied their sales team to a sales presentation that they were giving. They had done their research, they had prepared their PowerPoint, they were all set up in the meeting room. The top executives, including the CEO, walked in, sat down, and the sales team began the presentation. Within 5 minutes, the CEO stood up and walked out. Everything was functionally over. They lost the sale before they ever had the opportunity to make it. And one of the big mistakes that they made in their presentation is a common one that many business people and salespeople make in their presentations. One thing they could have done to dramatically improve their presentation was to tell stories. Stories are an extremely powerful, yet all too frequently overlooked, element of an effective sales presentation. And there are a number of reasons why. First, stories grab and hold our attention. Understand this. Data is boring. Stories are interesting. Neuroscientists have discovered that our brains are actually hardwired to listen to stories. And stories hook us. The brain wants to know how stories end. That's why it is so hard to walk out of a movie or turn it off, even if it's bad, even if you've seen it before. So if you tell a story to your prospects, they will want to listen to it and want to know how it ends. It grabs and keeps their attention. Second, stories illustrate complex points and create context for data. One of the stories that I tell in my marketing materials is about my customization. I can talk about customization all I want, but every speaker claims to customize for their audiences. What I do instead is tell a story about my customization that makes the point much more clearly than I could by other claims. Third, stories focus on benefits. A common mistake people make in their sales presentations is focusing on features, talking about their product, their service, the quality, the production, the yada, yada, yada. Nobody cares. Stories, though, almost always inherently focus on benefits, outcomes, results, and that's what your prospect really cares about. And fourth, people remember stories. They don't remember data, but they do remember stories. Odds are you cannot recite the signs of the Declaration of Independence or the periodic table or all kinds of other types of data, but almost all of us can recite the story of the Three Little Pigs or Little Red Riding Hood, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, or any of Aesop's fables, even if we haven't heard them in decades, because we remember them, because stories are easily remembered. So adding stories to your presentations will make them far more powerful. With that in mind, here are five rules for telling stories in your presentations. Make them short. As a general rule, the shorter the story is, the better. Because stories, like jokes, need to have an impact that relates to their length. The longer the story is, the bigger the payoff needs to be to make it worthwhile. So edit, edit, edit. Keep them short. Number two, as a general rule, you are not the hero of your stories. Your clients are. You are the trusted assistant that helps the client reach their goal. Keep in mind that your prospects are all trying to either solve a problem or achieve some kind of result. You're the assistant in that process. So your client is Batman, you are Robin. Third, learn how to craft a good story. The good news is it's not that hard. Anybody can do it. And there are plenty of resources to learn how. Go online, do a search for how to create a good story or how to craft a good story or how to tell a good story, and you'll find books, seminars, online courses, audio and video programs. Get one or more of those and learn the basics of how to create a good story. Fourth, write your story out and memorize it. Know it cold, backwards and forwards. When I'm speaking, whether it's a 45-minute keynote or an all-day sales training program, I don't memorize the whole thing. I do, however, memorize my opening, my closing, and every story I'm going to tell in that presentation. Because only by memorizing can you maximize the impact of that story. When to get louder, when to slow down, when to speed up. So practice, that's number five, practice your story once you've memorized it so you can increase its impact when you tell it. And when you tell it in different ways and practice in front of different audiences, notice their reactions. Do they laugh at certain points? Do their eyes get bigger at certain points? Do they give you feedback? Practice your story so that you tell it extremely well. The client that I worked with integrated stories into their presentations and dramatically improved their sales results. And you can as well. Stories to your sales presentations will increase your engagement, your impact, and your sales.